be nice, cause that's the right thing to do. Welcome to Improv for Humans and Maddie B, that's me. Mookie. Betsy, keep it going. Woo! Brett, welcome.
Be nice, cuz.
It's the right thing to do.
Be nice, cuz.
What do you think, yeah. Betsy?
I like that.
You like that? I like it a lot.
It's like
and
wholesome
it's a good
punk.
Message. Yeah,
guess what?
Exactly.
I liked it too.
Ooh, Mookie loved it.
For the home listener, before the recording, Besser said that I would hate that song.
Oh, I was being sarcastic. It made me think of Betsy for some reason.
Oh, thank you. That's fun.
Yeah, it was punk and it was very positive.
Yeah.
It's a nice combo for Betsy.
It's a good combo.
But I found what's the right word? But they're gonna be at Tree Fort Festival just like Improv for Humans. So I'm gonna go check them out. So I just found out about them. Backhand is the name of that.
Backhand, nice cuz. Nice.
All right, humans, welcome. Mookie, Betsy, what were we talking about? We're talking about sound. Brett, do you judge people who have bad sound? Like, I know you wouldn't be mean to their face, but like, are there certain comedians out there who they're funny and good people, but they have bad sound? And that's how you kind of look at them when you see them at a party.
I want to be really honest about it. I don't want to just come, but I don't think I don't judge people. I just get frustrated, like, because I know it's going to be work for me. And also when people that I know have done this enough that they should have maybe a little bit better of a system going.
I like Betsy's reactions too.
I mean, the whole time, I'm like, is it me?
Love it.
Oh, no.
No, Betsy. Betsy, you've been 100% every time.
Yes. Thank you.
Send in your files.
My audio files have improved because Brett one time was like, hey, all the audio files you send me kind of sound like shit. And then he told me. and then he told me to make a couple adjustments in GarageBand. And now,
see?
Now they're perfect.
It's always constructive.
Yeah.
We cut to a party. And, hey, Brett, come here. Brett.
Yeah. Hey, what's up?
Good. I have some non-comedian friends at this party who they're actually really funny and great people, but they're not on stage as much. They don't project as much and stuff.
Far.
Do you mind walking and mingling over here with me for a second and helping improve their audio? Just getting...
Improve their audio at this party?
Just tweak... You know, you're better at tweaking people up and adjusting sound. And oh, here they are. Hey, guys.
Hey, Matt. How's it going, man?
This is Brett. You guys are listening to Improv for Humans.
Oh, hey, nice to meet you, man.
Good to meet you. Hey, it's nice to meet you guys.
This is Susie and Greg.
How do you guys know each other?
Brett and I?
Yeah.
Oh, we do the podcast.
Oh, that's so cool. I've listened to the podcast before. Sometimes you listen to podcasts and you don't realize that I said sometimes you listen to a podcast and you forget about the people behind the scenes that are making it. It's so cool to just, you don't realize how many people it takes to make a podcast.
Can I just jump in real quick? Because I don't want you to waste your energy here.
Yeah, and your story. You know? Good story.
Right. So,
okay.
Could I just ask that maybe you take your hand off your mouth? just before you talk?
Hey, man, you can't ask Brett, people to do that.
Brett's kind of
I guess,
Susie, I can't hear you, but... What?
I'm kind of... Honest. That's just kind of my thing. I have my hand over my mouth all the time, and I speak kind of quietly, but...
What? I mean, it just makes the whole... Like, it makes us be able to hear what you're saying a lot better. And if you want me, I can put like an effect of a hand over your voice later, like if that'll help.
Yeah, but we'll still be able to understand the story.
Like, you mean like in your head when you think back on this conversation?
Yeah. Or, you know, even if you have your hand like 5 inches.
Yeah, you remember stories that are good, but you can't remember a story that you couldn't understand because it was too muffled and low.
Listen, I suffer from halitosis. It's where you have bacteria in your throat that makes your breath constantly bad. And this is just how I've... Okay, well, never mind then.
What? Why don't we all take a step backwards? You can take your hand away from the mouth and just say the story a little louder. Uh-huh. And we
okay, won't. I'm going to take my hand away from my mouth, but I'm going to go on the other side of the room.
How about this? Because I wouldn't have my job if I wasn't constructive here. I have some breath mints for just this kind of thing.
Do you?
It's like,
really?
Yeah.
Wow, I'm glad you never offered me any.
I've never in all my life thought to just pop a mint in my mouth.
Sometimes it's the easiest answer and people don't think
of it. That's sarcasm?
No, I swear to God, I never even thought of it.
Well, you always have your hand in front of it. You can't.
Yeah, I just spent, you don't know how much of my mental space has been taken up on worrying about, can people smell my disgusting breath?
Hey, dude, Greg, just take a mint, step across the room, and finish that story again. Give me that mint.
Can I have one of those mints?
Here you go. Yeah, of course. All right. Take two.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice, too.
So,
that's far enough.
Where did you guys meet again?
Oh, boy.
What?
Where did you guys meet again?
We can't hear you, man. It sounds something like Meaty Man.
Okay.
What?
So for you, I think there's a little what? I think maybe you need to swallow whatever you have that you're chewing, maybe. It's a little harder to diagnose this.
No, I like sucking on this.
Is it chips or something?
What?
Are you eating chips?
Yeah, there's a whole bag of chips, bag and all. Yum.
I met Matt at a bar.
What?
Me and Matt met at a bar.
You saying meaty bar?
Me and Matt met at a bar.
Is there any way you could step closer? Is there any way you could step closer? I know,
no.
Like...
No.
All right.
Dude, we all have beers. We're not going to smell your breath. You can be a little closer.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. You're still pretty far right. away.
I said me and Matt met at a bar.
Ew. That's better. It's stinky.
Susie.
Okay, I'm going home. I fucking knew this would happen. You piece of shit. Go home, you fucking stink breath motherfucking fat piece of shit.
I'll cut that out.
Be nice, cuz. That's nice, cuz. Be nice, cuz. Cuz that's the right thing to do. Let us catch up.
Oh, that made me laugh. Okay, let's be real. The Super Bowl is over.
Thank God.
Well, I saw some snarky tweets online, and it's Mookie's opinion that the Kelce brothers...
Are not
funny.
Not the Kelce brothers. I'm saying Travis Kelce and George Kittle, the two big tight ends in the league. George Kittle more so.
I love Jason Kittle. Kelce.
And I already know what you're gonna say too because you tweeted it at me. But I'll say my piece first is that they're jocks who think that they're funny, but the way that they're funny is they just like, you know, quote movie, like other people's stuff. And that guy, George Kittle, every time he's mic'd up, he's like trying so hard to be funny. And he's like, oh, hey, don't you know? And it fucking drives me crazy. And George Kittle, especially, is a guy who like he cannot be interviewed without the entire time just trying to like make jokes and be funny and make people laugh. And he just like for a second.
You think he's putting that on too much?
1,000%. Literally go watch any interview with him and you will last 1 minute.
I queued up the wrong interview then.
I love Kittle.
I thought you were focused on the Kelce brothers. So let's play.
Well, Travis Kelce is another one of them who I think is like, I think they're both similar.
He does almost exactly what you're describing to start this thing we're about to listen to.
He's like, hey, you jabronis. Like, he thinks it's like, when I went to high school, kids thought it was funny to say jabronis. That was like 20 years ago.
Whoa. So,
but I already have a defense on what I know. I already know what you're going to say.
I'm not going to say it. Go ahead and say it.
No, I know. I'm going to let you say it. I will not. Okay, you want me to say it?
Yeah, say it.
You're going to say, you did say, mm-hmm. What about Gronk?
I did say, what about Gronk?
I was about to say
Gronk
that.
Is funny. Gronk isn't
trying. Did you see Andy for Brady?
No, not yet, but that. I would love to. Is he great?
It's great. It's legit funny. There's like big jokes.
Thank
you. It's legit really funny. And he shows up and he's fine. He was
okay.
Great.
I'll believe that. Yeah. I'll believe all those assessments.
Gronk is naturally funny. He's just like a silly, funny party dude. And he's not trying to be funny. He's just like a goofy guy. He doesn't make jokes. He just talks like he normally is. And he's funny. Travis Kelce and George Kittle are trying to make jokes.
I buy that. I don't know if I'm going to say that Gronk is funny, though. But okay, I buy that assessment for sure. And what about those weird ads he does where he wants to have veterans insurance or something?
Oh, yeah. Well, those are weird.
The point? Like, you as his defender, explain the joke of those ads.
He's begging to have stolen valor.
Yes, it's weird.
I guess for anyone who doesn't know, it's these USAA insurance ads, which are which is insurance for like veterans and like active service members in the military.
Yeah,
and it's Gronk being like, "So can I have USAA insurance?"
The so it's this like, really no, Gronk, super rich NFL star,
and he's like, "Oh come on, can I please?" And they're like, "No, Gronk, you never served, you never whatever." Gronk. But it's him begging them to give him USAA insurance, and they keep going, "No, you're not a veteran."
We cut
or an
to
active service
an airport, and Gronk's going through security. Okay,
hey, what's
all
up?
Right. Hi there. Actually,
what's up?
I'm right, going we gotta to take you to the side. We got to take Tom. You to the side over here for a second.
Okay.
Mr. Gronkowski, we do. I know who you are, and I respect your football game
skills.
Oh,
right on, right
I'm
on.
I'm a big fan. Not a huge fan of the Patriots, but, you know, you guys had your years.
Hey, that's okay. You know what I mean? There's always going to be haters when you're at the top of your game.
Yeah, fist bump, my man. But I just want to say you've been flagged by the TSA.
Oh, cool.
No, that's not even cool
is that
in football.
Bad?
Yeah, it's bad in football,
too.
Oh,
okay.
It's not a yellow flag, though. Here, it's a red flag.
Oh, okay, I understand that. Thank you for putting it in those terms.
Right, okay. But it's you need to stay away from all veterans here at the airport.
What are you talking about?
You basically have a restraining order to all veterans at the airport. It's been reported that you hassle veterans. You want the same insurance they have.
Yeah.
Yourself
well,
a veteran of some sort.
It's really good insurance. Like it's really like they're covered well. These veterans and I'm just.
It is as they
like
deserve to be. They fought for our country.
Yeah, and I fought for my country. I am a true patriot, like in the literal sense.
No. You fought for the Patriots, which is a mascot.
I fought hard every Sunday for the Patriots.
Right. I think that's maybe where the confusion is because their mascot, I believe, is like the 1776 Patriots. But
right.
you're not even part of that. You're in a football team. Okay. You didn't do any wars.
Okay. Well,
okay. Actually, has some veterans coming through right now. You just need to step to the side. Let's just step to the side.
Do I place my medals on the conveyor belt?
That's okay, man.
Hey, man. It was an honor being in the trenches with you.
Stop it.
What?
What?
You were in. Were you in Korea with me?
I once went to Korea with my girlfriend in the off season, and we ate kimchi.
Oh.
It was delicious.
Okay, leave him alone. Let's step back. Sorry about that, sir. You can just step on through. Just put your walker here. We'll just step you on through.
Do you have any diseases, sir?
Oh, boy, I do.
It's none of your business.
Do you have good insurance coverage?
This is so rude on any level.
What are you talking about?
You don't just ask people what their insurance coverage is. No matter who you are, they are anyone.
Why is that rude to ask?
Sorry, sir. You can just pass on through if you want.
Well, I do have USAA insurance.
See? Okay. So a guy like me who has probably like CTE, probably.
I'm going to taser you if you do not step back from this.
Okay. Period. Okay. Okay.
Sorry, sir.
All right, sir.
Okay.
Where are you traveling to?
Oh, Baltimore.
Oh, the Ravens.
Huh?
Never mind.
Yeah.
You don't have to talk football with this gentleman. Oh, he's an NFL football player, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not a big football fan.
Oh, that's okay. I'm a big military fan.
Oh,
and cool. I want to thank you for your service.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome. Okay. You're welcome.
And so, I want to know if you are you do you have some kind of family plan that you could get like a good friend on?
He's picking me up. What?
Hey, no. Hey, come back here.
I can tell
you. Come back here, Gronkowski.
You're really light. You only weigh like 100 pounds. Woo-hoo.
I know.
See Gronk running through the airport. He jumps on one of those moving sidewalks. He's pushing
people out of the way. Hey, look at me. I'm surfing. Woo-hoo.
Help
put that
me.
Veteran down.
Hey, come on. Don't worry. If something bad happens, he's good. He's covered. USAA. I'm not going to drop him, but if I do, he'll be fine.
Help.
This is kind of just an example of how good that insurance is. So if your bones get all cracked and stuff, it doesn't matter. I'll take you to the doctor
myself. And he doesn't see that the moving sidewalk has ended, and he's facing the other direction, so they both fall backwards. The veteran hits his head. Blood everywhere.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. What has Gronk done to that veteran?
Sir, wake up. Wake up. I'm smacking your face. Wake up.
I'm dying.
No, you're not.
You killed me.
Not today. I'm going to take you to the... I'm going to get on the website, USAA, find the nearest care provider, take you there, get you all fixed up. And while I'm there, after that, maybe as a thank you, you talk to somebody over there and get me on that insurance, because I'm falling down all the time at home.
Let's talk some more about that.
I can't believe you just made me make fun of him.
I think you defended him, actually.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, yeah.
When Rihanna revealed, I didn't see that moment. Did you guys see that moment as it happened?
Yeah.
Her pregnancy?
I didn't watch the halftime show until yesterday. And then when I watched it, I saw her.
Well, you knew it was going to happen, though, probably.
Yeah, I saw people like posting. I didn't really know much of what was going to go on, but.
Mookie, did you see it in the moment?
You know, I think I missed it as well. And I don't think any of the people that I was watching it with mentioned anything about it either.
All I could think about was, how do they have her strapped down to that platform so that she's confident going that high in the air?
Dude, that was wild. That was cool.
What do you think about that? She's strapped down somehow, right?
Yeah, it has to be.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be like up her back or anything. Like it would just be like tied around her ankle. So she did fall. Would she just be like dangling with two broken ankles?
Oh, my God. That's all I could think of. And I thought that's why she had on so much clothes. Not that she had a pregnancy reveal about to happen. I was like, she's got all sorts of straps and harnesses under there.
I bet that was part of it, too, because she was doing crazy shit. It was so cool.
Maybe she wasn't pregnant. Maybe it was just a big bundle of harnesses and chains and clips.
Okay, and now reveal your harnesses. Yeah,
that was the reveal. It's harnesses. We cut to a pregnancy gender reveal party and everyone's there. Everyone's mingling about, I wonder if it's going to be a boy or a girl. I'm so excited.
Yeah. I hear that if you get heartburn, a lot of times that means it's a girl.
Oh, yeah. Heartburn when?
When you're pregnant.
Like on the day it's happening?
No, like when the baby's... getting bigger.
During the 9 months, if you ever get heartburn?
If it's like kind of a newer thing. I don't know. Friends told me that. I don't know. I have no idea. What are you thinking?
I don't know. I hear, I don't want to say this.
What?
It's going to sound so catty.
Hey, it's fine. We're at a baby shower. Who cares?
I know. But that's the thing. I hear there's this new fad that now it's sometimes the reveal is that it's just a bunch of harnesses.
What? Oh, yeah.
Now I've it's seen this thing that you reveal. That. Yeah. Now it's a reveal that, look, last 9 months, I just had harnesses.
Do you think Sharon's just had a bunch of harnesses in her shirt?
I don't know. I just think with this fad, it could be anything now.
Everybody gather around for the reveal. Yay. We're about to gather around. Okay.
Everyone, come in from outside.
Now open the sliding door and then scream it.
Everybody gather around the table
Everyone
here.
Come in from outside.
It's Sharon's happening.
Got a reveal.
Everybody, I want to thank you so much for being here. You're my best friends in the entire world. You're the people that are the most important to me.
Who's going to be the godmother?
I hope it's me.
Very, very funny. Okay, so I've got a cake here. I'm going to cut into the cake, and whatever the color of the cake is, then we'll know.
Okay.
Whew.
Do you think there are carabiners in there?
I do. I think there's going to be a bunch of goddamn pulleys.
Okay, here we go. Yes. I'm cutting a big slice here.
Come on.
Cut. Two cuts. Okay, I'm going to pull the piece out now.
Okay.
Oh,
is it pink or blue?
It's silver.
God.
Whoa.
Damn it. I knew it. That bitch.
All of a sudden, she starts to be lifted up by a big harness off the ground.
Oh, no.
Wow, everybody. I can't believe it. It's a big harness.
Sharon. Wow. Sharon.
I didn't even realize I was hooked into it. This is such a surprise to me.
You didn't know? It's been a harness this whole time.
Wow, I can see the top of all your heads. I'm literally soaring. I'm so happy.
Be careful up there, Sharon.
Yeah, I feel you should have training for what you're doing, Sharon.
There's no proper training you could ever do to be a parent. It's the hardest job in the world. Whoa.
Going up on a platform is much harder than raising a child, Sharon.
Okay, we don't need your, you keep your opinions to yourself. This day is about me.
This is too high. It's high enough on your first day on a platform.
I just keep going up and up and up.
It's windy.
Yeah, there's drafts up there. You're not used
birds.
To.
The birds.
birds are hitting you.
Close the sliding door.
Sharon, just come down and have a child.
I'm not in control of this harness. I don't even know who's controlling it. I'm just up here.
A bluebird gets in a fight with a robin near Sharon's hair and...
Hey, stop it, you guys! Work it out! Work it out!
And all of a sudden, one of her ankles break. And then her other ankle breaks. A high-end ankle sprain like Mahomes. Oh, God!
They said pregnancy would be difficult, but this difficult?
Oh, no, Sharon, you gotta come down. You're dangling.
I'm trying. If anyone could down there could try and find where this is attached to or...
I've only done umbilical cords. I don't know how to do a harness.
Yeah, if you were in a tub in the living room, I could maybe help, but okay. I don't know what this is.
I'm going to try and unstrap myself, okay?
Okay.
Cut to the next day. Dear friends. So, yeah, I decided in that moment that I would terminate the harness.
That must have been so hard, Sharon.
It was very difficult, but it was for the best. It was for my own harness. My life was in danger, and it was the best thing to not be in the harness anymore.
So. I just, you were not ready to be in a harness.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Especially those ankle harnesses, because if you catch a draft, you're just going to break both your ankles.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And this doesn't mean that I'll never have a harness strapped onto me ever again in my life.
Really, it just Sharon?
Wasn't the right
really?
Time. Yeah. I think so.
But please be safe.
Yeah.
Of course.
I think you at least wait a year before you try on another harness of any kind.
Yeah.
Well, I'm getting older. You have to understand. Rappelling. I'm almost 40.
Don't go rappelling.
Okay. I appreciate the advice, but, you know, I'm going to do what's best for me. Brad and I are meeting with a doctor tomorrow about possibly having somebody else's harness strapped onto me, a harness donor or something like that.
Wow. Like a professional mountain climber or something? What do you mean?
Well, hopefully, knock on wood, not some amateur. I mean, we want a good, we want it to come from a good harness haver.
Are you sure? Yesterday was a disaster.
I know.
Your ankles are cast up. You're in a hospital bed.
We cut to the next day. Yeah, this harness, I hung upside down in this harness in a crevasse in Jasper Park in Canada for 3 days. This harness pretty much saved my life.
Wow. And now it's going to save ours.
I just want you to be good to it and just realize how close we were for those 3 days.
Absolutely. And we want you to still be in this harness's life. You can always come visit the harness anytime you want.
Are you going to let me strap into it?
One last time now or just whenever you want?
No, you said I could visit it.
Would you I can be visit able it, to yeah.
strap into it when I visit it?
I don't want it to get confused.
Sharon, I think someone's harness napping. Your harness.
What?
Someone harness napped your harness.
No, my harness. Oh my God, my harness.
A sad man running down the street with your harness on.
Oh, my harness.
It's that guy, he's running and he gets tangled in his harness and he goes down hard. It hits his face. Oh, no. What are you doing to me, harness? You used to help me. Now you trip me up. They catch up to the former owner of the harness.
That's him.
Just let me strap in one more time. So I go rock climbing at a kid's park.
Fine, but you have to give it back afterwards. You have to give it back. It's my only harness. It's my only. I'm almost 40.
What the fuck is going on?
So, do you guys ever get contacted by people on your family tree?
Nope.
No, I'm seeing from your face. No,
think so.
I mean, I have
feel
been.
During Facebook.
Brett says yes with probably the most common name of the four of us. In other words, like to find Brett's family tree. These people are already on it and Brett's family is already plugged into what's the name of the main
23andMe?
Yeah, there's another one too, or before the genetic thing, because that one's genetic.
Ancestry.com.
Right? Yeah, Ancestry.com. Yeah. That's the one most of the people contact me on. So you get part of these trees.
Whoa.
But I get contacted a lot. I feel like a lot being once a year, but still that's, I feel a lot.
Yeah.
And I just got contacted today. I'm not going to read it, but he asked me a really specific question about religion and how, I will say what he said. His question, because I barely understand the question, but I guess you get called to the Torah. As part of going to synagogue, which I've been to synagogue maybe 10 times in my life, and someone was dead or getting married every time, probably. But anyway, I don't know anything about Judaism. And he asked me this really specific question. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
He said, how do you get called to Torah? And he didn't ask me anything else.
Wait, what was the question?
I guess I'm going to have to say it. So I guess there's different ways to get called, or there's an order to getting called to Torah based on the 12 tribes of Israel. And I'm going deep on something I don't understand. But I guess the Levi tribe of Israel gets called to Torah second. I'm laughing because I don't know what I'm talking about, but I'm spitting out facts. And I guess we're in the Levi tribe, or he's trying to find out if I get called to Torah with the Levi tribe. It's a very specific question, assuming.
Okay.
I think assuming great knowledge of Judaism and being Jewish. Maybe that's
part of a formal Torah reading, calling of a member of a Jewish congregation up to the bima for a segment of the formal Torah reading.
Huh. So they get to come up and read a segment.
Yeah.
Is that all they asked?
Yes.
Whoa.
Just ask if you would come to synagogue and read a Torah portion.
No, just ask. Okay. Is that really what you thought?
No, I literally.
No,
I'm
they
like,
asked what if I get called to Torah Levi tribe.
I see.
Wow.
And that I don't know. I've never been there. I've never thought about that. I think that's funny. Of all the one questions to ask me.
Yeah, you get one question, make it confusing.
or if you're going to ask one question for it to be that, yeah. To me, it'd be like, where did you grow up?
Yes,
like, where's exactly. Your side of the Besser family from? Or, I found that funny. I don't know how to answer back except for I don't know. I have no idea.
I feel just you having no idea means, nah, I haven't.
Yeah.
But it also,
I felt it, he will probably think it's disrespectful since he assumed, you know what I'm saying? So look, guys, I'm assuming a lot here, but I would assume he might think I've disrespectfully dropped Judaism.
Oh.
That's why I feel like that's the leading question. Like, you know what I mean? Not how's it like working with Brett Morris, best sound engineer in podcasting.
Whoa, that's weird. Yeah, I don't know.
You're Betsy?
Yeah.
Thank you so much for having me at the family reunion. We've never met before, but I'm your great uncle Morris.
Yeah, hi, Morris. Well, thanks for coming. I did not expect you to come all the way to Colorado.
Well, I made the trek here from Nevada.
I thought, hey, that's not too bad. Cool.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Well, I retired about 10 years ago, and I've been bopping around the Southwest, but...
Fun, like in an RV or just kind
of... No, just kind of... I have a 2000 Ford Taurus.
Cool, man.
And I kind of go from apartment to apartment, but I have a question. You're the one that I wanted to see here because, you know, you're my great niece and probably one of the youngest adults in the family. And I just wanted to ask you.
Yeah. We freeze for a second as time slows down for Betsy in her head. She's thinking, which one of my shows is he going to ask about? It's going to be one of my shows. It's going to be my animated, one of my voiceover shows. And she's trying to go, which one is it? Which one of them?
Speeds
back up.
Time animal practice. It's got to be animal practice.
And I wanted to ask you, do you get called to Torah? Or when was the last time you were called to Torah?
Whoa.
Time slows down again as she thinks, was I on a show called Torah?
Called to Torah? Yeah. Is there maybe like I did one episode or it's like a Disney?
She goes back through her head. She's done so many shows recently. She's like, I don't remember. Torah. And she thinks like there was one guy that I really, I don't know. Then back to real time.
Torah.
I'm a big, big fan of being called to Torah. And I'm just hoping that, you know, I haven't spoken to many members of the family in years and years now, and I was just wanted to know how being called to Torah is going, and if you could tell me where you when you might be called to Torah next, I would love to come and see.
Oh, man, you know, called to Torah.
And her mind slows down, and she's like, I have an improv show next weekend that he wants to come see. Maybe that's what he's talking about.
Yeah, I guess Saturday.
She sneaks off to the bathroom and calls her agent. Betsy, what's up, baby?
Oh, hey, what's going on, Jeremy? I got a quick question.
Yeah, no problem. Betsy.
Have I ever been called to Torah?
Called to Torah. Now, called to Torah. What's that? What's that? Let me look on your IMDb. You've been hot lately. Let's look in here.
Thank you.
Let's see. Called to Torah. Called to Hollywood. I know that for sure. Called to Beverly Hills for a bunch of callbacks. That's for sure.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's see here. Rick and Morty. No. Oh, that might be canceled. Solar Opposites. Oh, no. That's not working. Okay. Let's see. I don't see a call to Torah. You want me to get you in on that?
Wait. I guess, yeah, I guess my...
Betsy, I will get you in on Call to Torah. I'll see what my colleagues know here.
Okay.
We'll kick it around, and we will get you in on Call to Torah.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
We cut to after the improv show. The grandpa's backstage. He has this disappointed look on his face because this was not a Call to Torah.
Wow.
Hey, what'd you think? It was no script. It was all just in the moment. Pretty cool, right?
Synagogue is very different in L.A.
Yeah, this theater is a little, it's smaller, but it's like more
intimate. Fans passing by. Betsy, great job with no script.
Hey, thank you.
They're screaming.
Yeah, they like to scream about.
I have sensitive hearing. They're screaming very loud.
I'm sorry. Did you enjoy?
Betsy, great job with no script.
You know, it was interesting because I didn't see any Torah. I mean, I love that people. It felt as though people were laughing the whole time, which kind of seems rude to me. And I don't know. I remember you. It was confusing a little bit when you were up there and you were. Up there with some other man and you were pretending that you were married and that you were having trouble sexually in bed and
the solution
to your sexual problems were that he wanted you to play silly music while you made love. It just didn't seem appropriate.
Oh, I'm sorry. I should have warned you that, you know, you never know what's going to happen because it's,
hey, Betsy, you know, great time on stage. Is this your new improv coach?
He's my uncle, but do you want to...
Oh, I heard him giving you notes. Oh, hey, yeah, what's up? I was in the improv group right before Betsy.
Oh, right, yeah. I remember that she told me that I didn't have to show up. It was okay if I was late because I'd missed you guys.
Hey, uncle, you know, he's older.
But I'm always on time. I'm always on time. And okay, again, cool.
Betsy gets a text from her agent and it says, audition for producers called to Torah tomorrow, 9 a.m.
Whoa. Awesome. Okay. Hey,
what's up?
I should probably run. I gotta go get ready for an audition tomorrow.
I wanna see if I can get it. What'd you get? What audition did you get?
Called to Torah? Have you ever had that?
You're getting called to Torah tomorrow?
In producer session, dude.
Wow.
Cool. I'm going to see if I can get in on that.
Yeah,
congrats, Betsy.
Well, hold on. Yeah. Only one person can be called to Torah at a time, but.
Is that true?
Of course, right, it's
well,
true.
I'll get called to tour after she does. Whatever.
Okay. Yeah, okay, young man. Very well. Are you two going to get married first?
What?
Huh?
All right, man. I don't know if your uncle's trying to get
head. I don't think a man and a woman can be called to tour unless they're both married to each other.
Really?
In succession.
I don't know about that.
I wouldn't.
I don't know. I think that they don't know what they're looking for.
I think they're kind of open to whatever.
Well, is there anything I can do to help for tomorrow morning to get you ready?
I mean, actually, yeah, if you want to run some lines
with me. We cut to her apartment with her uncle running lines on the new animated show called Totora.
Okay, let's see. I'm Brandon.
You're Brandon. Yes, okay. Yeah, you're Brandon, and I'm playing Tora. The dinosaur.
Okay. Tora, get down from there.
Oh, but I'm so hungry.
Tora, the tree is too high. You'll fall.
But thank goodness I have these lovely claws to climb up it and hang on to it.
We cut to the audition room and she's brought her uncle and there's other people going over the lines. But I'm so hungry.
Oh, maybe I should try something.
But I'm so hungry. Oh, hey, Betsy.
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
I got the audition.
Good. That rules. Well, are you reading for Tora?
Yeah, they say I don't know what they're looking for yet. So
yeah.
Cool. You're reading for Tora too?
I am. Yeah.
I was hoping I could get Brandon in there, but maybe I don't know. They don't know what they're looking for.
Okay. Can we have Betsy reading for Tora come in here?
Yes, of course. Cool if my uncle comes with me? He's never seen anything. He's been like actually really hoping that I'd be called to Tora. So
if anyone here would be called Totora, I think it should be my great niece. She comes from, a long line of, great ancestry. And I think that she deserves it more than any of these other people in the waiting room here. Not even all of these people look Jewish to me, to be honest.
Okay, Uncle. Sir, that's not important for the role necessarily.
He's not part of the business, so I'm not a Nepo baby or anything.
Oh, okay.
I am, I have been called Totora many times, and so, hopefully, I'm hoping that association with that will help her, but.
Okay. Wait, what?
Don't remember you from previous audition, but whatever, you can come in, okay?
Okay.
So they walk past all the crappy folding chairs and those kind of hallways that are so overly lit and the shitty carpet, and they open the cheap door. But when they open the door, it opens to this huge, beautiful synagogue. And it's packed with people, and suddenly they're walking down the center aisle towards the Torah. Okay, let's just go this way and try to read the Torah. Right into the Torah. Don't face.
I'll sit right here in the front row. You're going to be great.
Thanks, Uncle. Okay.
Remember, project. And if you want to hold the Torah in your hand and glance down at it every now and then, that's okay.
Okay. I figured because this is, animated, I can look at a script all the time.
Turn off the tap. Don't idle. Big smile. Because that's the right thing.
Let's talk some more about that.
So what was your... So Betsy obviously didn't watch the Super Bowl is what vibe I'm getting.
Yeah.
What were you doing during those 3 hours, if I may ask?
Oh. Ooh, you know...
Did you know the Super Bowl was on?
Yes, I did know that. I had a couple friends hit me up about coming and hanging out. But I had some self tapes I had to do.
Wow. So I was doing that. Betsy.
Yeah.
This is real, man, people. She is rolling. So what was your observation, those who watched it, Mookie and Brett, I assume, of the commercials? There was one observation everyone was making.
The celebrities,
Betsy. It used to be, It used to be like there'd be like one or two celebrities that would appear in commercials during the entire Super Bowl, and you would talk about it and go, "Oh my God, I can't believe so and so is doing commercials," and they obviously were getting paid. You'd be like, "Oh man, Tom Hanks must have been paid a billion dollars for that commercial."
Yeah,
this Super Bowl, There were not commercials with non-celebrities.
Yeah, it's every single one now. It was last year too.
Whoa.
It was crazy.
And the infuriating part, it's infuriating to me. Because it's like commercials were like the last thing for like
yes
unknown people to like, and like they're good. It's like if you book them, especially a Super Bowl commercial, it's really good money. And it's like, it's like the 1%ers like taking everything away from us again, yeah. Where it's just like, it's whatever, like Seth Rogen doesn't need an extra like 100 grand. You know what I mean? Like just
100 grand. Are you kidding me?
Oh, I mean, I'm yeah. guessing talk it's about probably a more million than that.
Easy. Yeah. All these guys, nothing. You would get 100 grand.
Yeah.
So, and I so would there happily. I would a million.
Yeah. I mean, I've never been the type that like really loves commercials. I've always been kind of like cynical about it. I'm always like surprised when people are like dying laughing at a Super Bowl commercial. But I thought this year was like, it felt uncomfortable to watch them, how bad they were.
Yeah.
Like I,
whoa.
There was, it felt like somehow this was like a new, like a turning point.
In can, just you how find, can you find the Serena were. Williams one?
Oh man.
And I don't even know what it was for. And I did not get that it was supposed to be, was it supposed to be funny, Mookie?
I'm sure it was.
I bet.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yes, I remember her being in a commercial, but I also don't remember what it was for.
Do you know what she did? And I didn't know until people told me that I'm like, oh my God, I didn't even realize that.
What?
She did the Caddyshack monologue.
Oh, that's right.
Like the Bill Murray Caddyshack?
No, yes. It was like a golf thing because like Tony Romo was in the commercial as the Bill Murray part. It was like a strange... But that was one that had like 5 celebrities in it. Honestly, I don't remember. It was
I thought
like,
she was doing the Bill Murray part.
I could be wrong about that. I thought Tony Romo was like sitting under a tree with a bucket hat on, acting like Bill Murray.
But isn't it his monologue?
I didn't watch. It was
I thought
one of those...
it was a serious commercial. I did not get the reference or that it was a parody. This is
what?
It.
What?
I think this is it.
I don't know.
This is 13 days ago.
No.
It's not Michelob?
No, this isn't it. It takes place in like a locker room, I think.
But that is, isn't that Bushwood? Isn't that a Caddyshack? So it must be a little campaign.
Oh, it's a campaign? What? Well, then let's watch it if that's all you can find. Then they would do the gopher reference, right, Betsy?
Yeah.
I'm all right. Nobody's worrying about me. Let's see this. Michelob Ultra, that's what it's for?
I'm pretty sure that's...
Well, we're waiting.
Oh, yeah, this was the one on the Super Bowl.
There you go.
Is it?
It's Brian Cox.
Cut that off! I bet you sliced it into the woods.
That's somebody who I don't know.
That old lady wins.
Ah, Billy, Billy, Billy.
All right, I'm embarrassed because I thought it was a different commercial.
This is the one I saw. And then Tony Romo, the ball's right on the edge of the hole. Tony Romo opens a Michelob Ultra, shakes the earth, and the ball goes in the hole. I did see this one on the Super Bowl.
Oh, my God. That was so without comedy. That was hilariously without comedy.
The lady
it's so,
getting
it's
the
kind
golf
of funny
ball in the
seeing,
cup is funny.
It's kind of funny seeing athletes trying to do comedy and doing it so bad. It's like That's watching so bad. Me play basketball.
It's Except for equal. Brock. He's good at it.
Yeah. Except for Gronk.
When I saw Bryan Cranston, you know, like doing Walter White, they did like a full Breaking Bad reunion for
that
Pop
bums
Chips.
Me out.
That like broke my spirit
for
a little bit.
Pop Chips?
Yeah.
For
Pop's Chips, yeah.
Pops?
Truly.
Wow.
It's like you were on like 5 years of one of the best shows ever made. You like won Emmys. It's like this perfect thing. And then he's like, yeah, I'll throw on a bald cap and like a yellow thing to like do fucking Pop Chips. It's like depressing.
Yeah.
We cut to Betsy and Mookie, our parents, and they've just watched their daughter graduate from high school up on the stage, and everyone's clapping. She's at, and it's going on to the next. Everyone's like, yay. Oh, that's great. Oh, is that your daughter?
Yes. Yes.
That oh, you is. Must that's, be very proud.
That's our Laura.
Yeah. We are so proud of Laura.
We love her so much.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, I know a little bit about Laura, and I don't want to freak you out.
Oh, are you? Yeah.
Are you a friend of hers or?
Hey, you guys want to step out of here for a second? I want to make you an offer, actually.
We should finish.
He opens up this briefcase, and it has a shit ton of cash in it.
Whoa!
Holy shit! I just want to make it.
Come on over here.
Yeah, okay.
Come on over
honey,
here.
Let's go. Maybe we should.
This is not. We're not on hidden camera.
We don't know how we're going to pay for it.
Yes, I'm in.
There's no hidden camera. You're not in a commercial. I just want to make you an offer.
You promise?
Yeah.
I promise what?
That we're not on a commercial or anything?
Fuck, shit. Asshole.
That means we're not. Okay,
that could never be in a commercial.
Cock.
Well, okay. Yeah, we got it. We got it.
Cock. Yeah.
What about
we
fart?
Yeah, we got it.
Fart? Sorry, I'm just excited. Fart.
Mark?
I'm excited. Fart on a sorry, I'm out of sorts. He just opened up a big briefcase full of cash. Just tell
wait,
us.
Wait, let's step away from these people a little bit more here, because I want you to hear this offer.
Okay.
Yeah, what is it?
Okay. I represent the interest of an eccentric billionaire. You don't need to know his or her their name. That's not important, but they have.
Is it Elon Musk?
Oh. I can't say who it is. I'm not going to say yes or no, give you any clues, because you could narrow it down if I just said no.
Okay.
Or yes on the first one. Anyway, I am going to offer you this briefcase of $1 million. No strings attached except for one.
Okay. Anything. Well.
That you have to not acknowledge the existence of your daughter for the rest of your life.
What?
$1 million?
The next time you see her, you don't know her. You got to take away all the pictures in your house of her. If people ask about her, you have to say you don't know what they're talking about. She does not exist anymore. We're not going to kill her. She's going to live her life. And we are not going to approach her or say anything or affect her life in any way. We just want you to not acknowledge her existence for the rest of your life.
Is she going to know that we, is she going to know where her parents still?
Yeah, we're not going to do anything to her.
And we can tell her we're doing this so you can have $1 million?
That would be acknowledging it. That would be acknowledging her existence by wanting to see. You would not speak to a stranger. You have to treat her like a stranger.
So like starting tomorrow, we would
right now, right now.
We would just, okay, starting right now, we would just ghost her forever. And then you make sure she gets $1 million.
No, you guys get $1 million.
Oh.
Oh.
And we can spend it on whatever we want?
Yeah.
Whoa.
You're $1 million.
Can we spend it on our daughter's college education? Can we just give it to her?
Sure.
Okay. I mean, we have also been wanting to see Mexico.
Yeah. God, I love our daughter so much.
I do too.
And we could really set her up with a great life.
And they're doing photos on the Great Lawn right now. And after they do that, everyone comes back to their parents. And at that point, you cannot acknowledge her.
Oh, God. Honey.
That means you can't go to any of the parties that she's been invited to as well.
Shoot! We did want to party pretty hard tonight.
Yeah, I was hoping.
That's not usually one of the factors people weigh in when I offer them these things.
Oh, man. I was really excited to get a bunch of high school kids drunk.
I know. We love hosting. I just love hosting.
What are we supposed to do?
Here she comes. She's about 100 yards away.
We'll take it.
Sign here.
We'll take it.
And here.
Okay.
And finally, here.
What happened to his voice?
I don't know. It sounded like a devil.
Yeah, or like a demon.
Here's your $1 million. Oh, here comes your daughter.
Okay. Honey, run.
Mom, Dad. Wait, where are you going?
Don't turn around. Don't turn around. Don't look at her.
I'm not turning around. I'm not looking back. She chases him.
Mom, Dad, where are you going?
Get in the car. Get in the car now.
Don't you want to take photos?
Get in the car.
They both get in the car. It's kind of an old station wagon, so it takes a little bit of time getting out of a parking spot.
I'm starting it. Don't scream in my ear.
Mom, Dad, open the window. What are you doing?
Run her over.
She narrowly avoids them. They squeal out of the parking lot. She starts running down the street after them. What's happening? What's happening? What's happening?
Oh, my God.
All of a sudden, she gets tackled by Gronk.
Oh! Hey, how's it going?
Oh, my God. I was just trying to chase down my parents.
Are you okay? Do you have good insurance?
Actually, I don't know. I have always relied on my parents up till now. Why?
Oh, I was just wondering. Do you have insurance? I tackled you pretty hard there. I don't have insurance yet, but I'm working on it. I'm trying to get the really good insurance.
Okay. So she starts running grifts with Gronk. That becomes her new lifestyle of going to airports, running grifts on old veterans.
It's her only way to make money since her parents didn't give her any of the money.
We cut to them on a Mexican vacation thinking about their daughter.
Do you sometimes think we did the wrong thing?
You know, sometimes I do, and then I take a sip of this margarita and it all melts away.
Oh.
This is the best margarita I've ever drank in my life.
I love it so much.
It's the Thompsons. Yeah, it's the Thompsons.
Hey.
Hey. Hey, folks. It's the Reynolds.
Hey. Long time. Hey, how are you guys
here? How's your daughter?
What?
Did she end up going to Brown?
Who wants another margarita?
We got a pitcher. Wow.
We'd love one.
Go ahead.
Great.
Pull up a chaise lounge. And.
So how's Celia? Did she go to Brown?
I went to Brown Town this morning after all that food I ate last night.
Me too. Every morning, Brown Town.
Seriously, where's Celia? Did she not go into college? She's taking your bride?
Listen, I don't know what you're talking about, and I want to change the subject.
You don't know? Honey. We're talking about your daughter.
I don't have a daughter. Do you understand me? We don't have a daughter.
We do not have a daughter. Okay? Tried to have a harness, and it didn't work out.
So why don't you quit with the questions and either pour yourself a margarita or get the fuck out of our face?
Okay. Let's just leave him alone. All right. It was good seeing you here in Mexico.
Yeah. You have a great rest of your trip. Some people just can't respect that you have $1 million and you're just on vacation in Mexico, and there are certain things that
it's like 4 years later, and this couple is again going through an airport, going on another vacation to Mexico.
Oh,
when
yes.
All of a sudden they think they see Gronk, Gronkowski, the famous tight end from the Patriots.
Oh my gosh.
Oh.
I love him. He's so funny. He's so much funnier than Travis Kelce and George Kittle.
Yes, he's so much funnier than them.
We cut to Gronk and his protege as they're looking for the next marks. I don't know, Gronk. We got so much money. Do we need any more?
There's nothing better than more money than having, you know, what's better than a bunch of money?
What?
Even more money than that.
Oh, Gronk, you're so naturally funny.
Thank you. Hey, you know, I'm just kind of stupid.
Oh, my God. Those are my parents.
What? Those two people right there?
Yeah, the ones in the Hawaiian
That you told me that abandoned you when you graduated high school?
The day I graduated.
Whoa. Hey, who better
there
to
they
scam?
Are.
Let's make them pay for all the pain that they put you through and the abandonment.
I'm emotionally torn. I don't even want to see them, but I am so angry at them, Gronk. I'm so angry, Gronk.
I understand. Well, let's get the ultimate revenge. Scamming them.
So we cut to Gronk approaching her parents in the airport.
And should I take off my pearls or can I walk through with these?
Every time you ask and they say every time yes. So every just do it.
Take them off.
I already told you to take them off before we got in line.
I just want Gronk, people to notice
to the side.
Hey, hey, got to
make sure there's no vets.
Hey, folks, do you guys need a can I talk to you over here?
Yeah, you're so funny.
I got a briefcase, take it through, Gronk, over there.
The last time somebody offered us something in a briefcase, yeah, it was a really good deal. We should probably go with him.
I think we should probably take it. Okay. Well, what is it, Mr. Gronk?
I've got something in this briefcase, something that I think you're going to really like, something that you haven't seen in a while.
What? Okay, what?
He opens up the briefcase and their daughter pops out. Look away.
Oh my God, we don't see it.
Acknowledge my existence. I look like both of you.
We gotta go to Mexico.
Our plan is leaving soon and we need to go to Mexico for the we go to Mexico 3 times a year every year. And our plane is leaving soon and we're gonna miss boarding.
We gotta go.
Mexico Airlines, last boarding call for Mexico Airlines.
Honey, I can't do it. Baby, we're so sorry. We love you so much. We've missed you all these years, but you have to understand, we were given an offer that we couldn't refuse.
And then all of a sudden, Elon Musk comes down in a platform from the ceiling.
Elon Musk and Gronk in the same day? I can't believe it.
Revealed your identity. Give me my $1 million back.
You can't have it. We spent it all on margaritas.
That's the right thing to do.
The Sci-Fi Encyclopedia.
All right, Brett, we got to do at least one Sci-Fi Encyclopedia of Television.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I got to get specific about these numbers here. Let's be in the 300s this time. So, Mookie, give me a number in the 300s.
In the 300s.
Yeah, 300 to 400.
357.
Okay, I'm going to page 357.
357.
Oh, no, we were in this area before. Ooh, I've seen The Prisoner, but is it going to be The Prisoner? Project UFO. Have we seen that?
I have not.
An early forerunner of pseudo-documentary series such as Sightings and modern cult dramas is The X-Files. Okay, this is an old show from 78. Whoa. Interesting. Okay. The series described as critics as the National Enquirer Television, allegedly based on real events. Oh, I get it. Each episode was listed as an incident and ranged from a rancher. Okay, so they're all UFO reports, I guess. So now, Betsy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There's basically 10 episodes here. Give me a number between 1 and 10.
Let's do 9.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. The French incident.
Ooh.
The son of a presidential envoy is abducted by a flying saucer in the village of Brebeuf. I'm sorry, I did not pronounce that right. And the White House orders Gatlin and Fitz. That's the Scully and Mulder before Scully and Mulder. Gatlin and Fitz to investigate. So Gatlin and Fitz are investigating. So what's an envoy anyway? Like a diplomat? Son of a presidential envoy is abducted.
Let's look it
know.
Up.
Probably basically that.
A messenger or representative, especially one on a diplomatic mission. So like a representative also like
that
a
travels around
that travels around on behalf of the president for diplomatic missions.
Okay.
Thank you for coming to speak with me about my son. It happened so suddenly, and I'm still very upset.
Slow down and tell us what happened.
Oh, I didn't think I was speaking too fast.
Slow down.
Yeah, slow it down. Slow it down, monsieur.
Okay. My son and I, we were walking in the vineyards, as we do every morning, testing the grapes. When all of a sudden, the sun was eclipsed by a shadow too great to be a plane or a cloud. And we looked up, and it was an unidentified flying thing, or as you Americans call it, object. We call them UFTs, you call them UFOs. But the UFT was in the air, and I turned to my son, and as I said, run, a beam came down and took him up into the air, into the UFT, and then the UFT flew away.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
When you say we were going into the vineyard to test the grapes, what do you mean by that? What do you mean when you're testing the grapes? Are you tasting them?
Or you say, yeah, did you mean to be like we're tasting the grapes?
Are you just?
No, I did not misspoke. And
touching
say
them for see if they're plump or they're taste ripe enough or what?
Yes, they're ripeness. On our vineyard, we
how do you determine that?
It's a mixture of the I do not know the word in English, but the how strong the skin of the grape is, how thick it is. The tenacity, maybe you would say, of the grape.
Okay, I'm going to write this down.
But this has nothing to do. I could have just said we were watching the sunrise. It's just the time of morning we came
out. But you didn't say that.
May I ask real, what's the climate like for your vineyard? Like, what's an ideal climate for growing grapes to then turn into wine?
All year round, on average, or that day? You're speaking of that day?
Let's say all year round. All year round. Yeah,
it's like, what kind of grapes are you growing? Are they Pinot Noir grapes? Are they Sangiovese grapes? You know, like certain grapes grow in certain climates.
Yes, they are Pinot Noir, and they 72 degrees on average for the entire year.
72 degrees on average.
But that day was not. It was a cold
Pinot with a nice steak.
64.
Yeah. Okay, it was what? 64,
this has nothing to do with him being abducted. Do you want to know what the UFT
I think it's
like?
Probably best if we have some of your wine to see what's going on.
Okay.
So yeah, we might be able to taste.
We cut to inside, and they're going through his cellar and, like, turning down some of them. All right, we'll try another one. How about he opens another one?
Yeah. That one right there. That one.
Yeah, the dusty old one.
Well, I just
okay. I'm getting
okay. I'll open another.
I'm getting currant, like kind of like a raisiny kind of.
Ooh, nice.
That's the birch wood.
Birchwood. Yeah. There's kind of almost like a rich kind of like cherry note. Ooh. You know,
it's the rosé. But this is not important to my son, and you've
let
yet
us
to
do
ask
our
any details
jobs
about what.
Let us do our jobs. Okay? We're trying our best to find your son.
Do not break any more of my bottles, please.
Do you have like maybe like just some like cheese and crackers or something?
Yes. And we cut to like hours later. They've gone through a big old wheel of cheese, and they've got there's like five bottles of wine around them.
Are you ready to ask more details about the beam?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Was it bright?
I feel you're just humoring me now, and I do not like that, especially from Americans. So if you don't want to help me, I will get
No, French we're UFT here,
guys. You know.
No. We are here to help you and figure out whatever happened to your son. Okay.
Well, have you ever seen anything like this before?
Oh, all the time. This is like what we do. Up. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is our thing. We go around doing this all the time. Of course, you've seen this before.
Well, but what should we do next? How should we get to my invoice son back?
You know, there's usually a like. I think what would be best is if we were to all go get some dinner.
Yeah.
And then get some nice lobster pasta. Just a thick, thick French sauce. And then they're really sleepy, and it's about 9 p.m. Shit. They've gotten another few bottles of wine. And all of a sudden, there's commotion out in the vineyard, and there's this bright light.
Oh, shit. Fuck.
My son!
I can't run right now. I'm cramping. Oh, God.
The father runs out into the vineyard, and we see the UFT taking off into the night sky, and he runs to this hole in the vineyard that's been formed by the UFT landing, and we see his naked teenage son in the middle of the downtrodden grapevines. My son!
Found him. There he is.
Papa.
You did nothing.
We found him. He's right there.
There you go. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Oh, God.
My boy.
Later they have him. He's in his nice bed, and they want to interview him about his experience.
I can talk now, Papa.
Are you sure?
I am sure.
All right, you may interview my son, but then you have to go. And no more wine, no more food.
Okay.
Hey, do not ask me.
Hey, first we want to say we're so sorry about what you went through. And we were wondering, you know, I understand you went through a traumatic experience, maybe something comforting like some chocolate or something that might calm you down. Does your dad have any Nutella? Kind of like nice dark chocolate in the house? A Nutella
or like a crepe,
like a Nutella banana crepe with caramel sauce, something like that. And maybe like it goes with
we
like a nice
half
pairs
hour
of the
later they got Nutella all over their fucking face.
I gotta remember to buy this in the States, man.
Have you ever had a What's the wine, the white wine that goes good with dessert? Riesling? Does your dad have any Riesling around?
Insane! Brett, that was one of the best renditions of a sci-fi show we've done. Yeah. I bet that was better than any UFO project. That is interesting that was an American show before X-Files.
How many seasons?
I think it was just one. It only had a dozen episodes.
Yeah.
Didn't I hear Night Stalker was the show, or am I confusing that? I think there was a show that X-Files really was based on.
Huh.
An old show called, let me see if it's in here. I thought it was called Night Stalker. It doesn't matter. So, humans, we are at the end of this wonderful experience of being human. And Betsy,
yeah,
tell us what you're putting yourself on tape for, or just plug something you're in, rather.
Well, I have some podcasts you should check out. One called A Funny Feeling, where me and Marcy Jaro talk to our friends and guests and about all things paranormal, like UFOs and stuff. And then Mono and I, we have one on Patreon called We Love Trash, where we just kind of celebrate everything that's trashy.
You must be having a great time with all these objects being shot out of the sky for your paranormal podcast.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. I'm like, what the hell? And it's like recently so many, like all the militaries around the world are like, oh yeah, they're aliens. We have so much footage of UFOs and shit. And it's like, yeah, okay, there we go.
Interesting. I don't know what to feel about all that. Okay, Mookie, you want to plug Gronk's comedy projects he has coming out?
Yeah, keep an eye out for those USAA commercials. He's been commentating on Fox. I just listened to a podcast this morning on a walk. He was on Tom Brady's podcast. That was great.
Oh, dear Lord.
Well, it's the podcast archive of his SiriusXM show.
You don't want to see him in a broadcast booth, do you? Do you actually think Tom Brady's going to be entertaining in a broadcast booth?
I don't think he's going to be a broadcaster.
I thought he's already signed for 12 years to do it.
Oh, did he?
What else would he do?
Well, he's the GOAT, so I think he'll be better than anybody else at it.
will you be a 49ers fan with me if he joins? There's always rumors.
You mean if he plays for the 49ers?
Yeah.
I'd root for them for the one season that he does. I don't think he's going to come out of retirement this time,
That'd
but yes,
so
Brett, I would.
If he did.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Humans, Improv for Humans is at all sorts of festivals coming up. Treefort Festival, South by Southwest, and go to mattbester.com to find out where we're going to be. April 6th in the Los Angeles area. And keep being human.
Improv for Humans with Matt Besser is an Airwolf production. Produced by Britt Morris, Amelia Chapelow, and Anita Flores. Engineered by Britt Morris. Find our latest merch at budswag.com. Help get the word out by telling a friend about the show today. Make sure to rate, review, and follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you listen. Want more? Find the full archive, ad-free episodes, as well as original premium series from Matt and Brett on Stitcher Premium. For photos, show notes, and more, go to earwolf.com.